We want ICE agents to be clearly identifiable in the same way that our local law enforcement officers are. We want to also be able to see your face.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community. On the second day of this legislative session, Senate Democratic leaders held a press conference to introduce a slate of bills relating to ICE agents in Georgia. We're going to get into topics with the Democratic Senator Kim Jackson of Stone Mountain. She is the Senate Minority Whip, and her committee assignments include appropriations, children and families, ethics, and public safety. They always have so many committees. Also here is Senator Elena Parent of Atlanta. She is Senate Minority Caucus Chair. She's also on Appropriations and Judiciary, Education and Youth, and Government Oversight. Welcome to both of you, back to lawmakers. The Senate always has more committees for me to go through, but I appreciate it. So let's talk about this. You guys got right into it once the legislative session started. You both are here to talk about bills that are part of a package that Senate Democrats have focusing on immigration and customs enforcement, or ICE, in Georgia. And you held that press conference on that second day where you and other legislators were very passionate. What's behind all of that passion?
Yeah, so I represent Clarkson, Georgia, which is a refugee resettlement location. It's a place where there are people from all over the world who have come and made their place here as home. There are also a number of Latino and Hispanic immigrants as well that are in my district. And so for me, so much of my bill was about responding to my constituents saying, please do something, help us. And then asking my other colleagues, are you getting similar things in your district? And people saying collectively, yes, people are afraid. They don't know if ICE is behind them, if ICE is at their door. They want some clear identification and some protocols for how ICE might operate in the state of Georgia.
Well, we'll get to specifics in a second. Your background, why are you so passionate about this?
Well, we know that Americans want a secure border and they want a safe country, but what they do not want is the far overzealous occupation of cities that destroy communities, terrify residents, and have resulted in deaths that should have been avoided. And I think we've been focused as a caucus, and I certainly give great respect to my colleague, Senator Jackson, in making sure that we draw attention to the abuses that have been perpetrated, that Americans are disgusted by, and to try to vision a different future for our immigrations and customs enforcement officers.
Okay, let's get into specifics. You have SB 483 would have ICE agents wear body cams during public immigration enforcement functions. Talk about that bill.
That's right. Well, back in 2024, President Biden actually signed an executive order that would allow federal law enforcement agents to wear body cameras, and ICE, as well as some other departments, started to do so. But that was rescinded and sort of quickly abandoned under the big, you know, Trump administration pro-immigration, you know, I'm sorry, anti-immigration crackdown. And the reason I think it is by far the better path forward for Georgia is that it provide some accountability based on activities that are being conducted by law enforcement, both to make sure that protocols are being adhered to and to provide data for that can inform how policies are being rolled out by agents. It also, in that way, can restore a little bit more public trust. So it's a two-way street. And when and wearing the cameras should protect citizens, we hope, provide that accountability as well as lessen abuses from the outset. That's critical to a critical piece of wearing them, but also to provide some protection for law enforcement and just restore a more mutually respectful relationship.
So your bill would just be for ICE when
just
they're
Georgia.
In Georgia. All right.
That's correct. We unfortunately don't have the mandate to legislate for other states.
I get that. So let's talk about one of your bills, and that is SB 389 when it comes to ICE agents identifying themselves. And that's kind of more than just saying who they are.
Yeah, that's right. So if you think about your local law enforcement officer, when they come to your door, unless they're on an undercover mission, they have a uniform on that says clearly their name, has the department that they come from. I come from DeKalb County, right? Mm-hmm. DeKalb is written there. It's very clear that they are police officers, that they're law enforcement officers. And so what my bill says is, well, y'all do the same. We want ICE agents to be clearly identifiable in the same way that our local law enforcement officers are. We want to also be able to see your face. Take down your mask so that we can see you, know who you are, and perhaps, you know, be able to hold you accountable if something goes poorly. But also, law enforcement officers historically have been well respected in this state. So why hide your face? And so that's what my bill does. It says, you know, identify yourself clearly, make sure it says ICE, says federal law enforcement, something on it. So people know that when you knock on their door, they answer. Because if you don't know, there's really nothing to compel you to open a door for somebody who is not identified.
Well, you guys, that's two. There, you introduced four altogether. Mm-hmm. What are the other bills?
Well,
So the additional ones we have is a kind of a safe sanctuary type bill, where what it says is if you are an ICE agent and you want to serve someone, you have to have a judicial warrant, particularly to go into sensitive places. So think your hospitals, daycare, school drop-off zones. If you're going to show up to take someone away there, you need to have a judicial warrant. So that's one of the bills. Another bill also says, listen, we are going to be holding our federal agents accountable in Georgia. Right now, today, if we don't pass this law, if a federal agent abuses our constitutional rights, we don't have recourse as individuals in Georgia to be able to sue them. So SB 397, which is being carried by Senator Josh McLaurin, will say we're going to create a personal right of action where you as a citizen can sue that law enforcement officer for violating your constitutional rights, so that we can hold some accountability. And hopefully the goal here is to get ICE agents to think twice before they do something as egregious as violating our constitutional rights. Like, so much of this is about prevention. Mm-hmm. It's not about making ICE unable to do their job. Mm-hmm. We just simply want them to do their job in a way that is safe, accountable, and that ultimately the entire state of Georgia feels more comfortable in knowing how they're operating.
Anything you want to add to that?
No. That's exactly right. And honestly, these are common sense proposals that are well supported across the political spectrum. People want to support law enforcement, but they don't want law enforcement abuses.
What kind of reaction are you getting from Republicans?
Well, you know, I think that in all fairness to them, it is a signature priority of Donald Trump, who we all know has had more of a stranglehold over the Republican base than many modern presidents have. So I think that they are in the unenviable position at times of having to tread extremely lightly for fear of retribution from the White House.
Yeah. How do you feel you're going to be able to get these bills through?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there is a pathway for these bills to move forward. I do think that this is actually really good policy. Mm-hmm. And if we were living in kind of different political times, that these would be bipartisan bills. You know, I want to remind our viewers that Georgia has an anti-masking bill that we passed many, many decades ago because of the Klan. Mm-hmm. And we made it clear in Georgia that we want people to take their mask off so we can see their faces and not operate in the cover of darkness. That's something we have consensus around. Mm-hmm. And I think if we were in different political times, this would be a bipartisan bill, but that's just not where we are today.
But you're getting the message right out, and that's important.
That's right.
I want to get to another bill you have, changing topics a little bit. You have a bill to revise the state income tax rates. Talk about that in the middle of what we're all talking about, affordability.
Yeah, that's right. So Republicans and Democrats alike have been talking about affordability, the importance of making it so that Georgians can actually afford to live here and thrive. And so I have a bill, it's SB 520, that changes how we do our state income taxes. And what it does is it changes the burden of the tax code in terms of, instead of the middle class and poorer people paying more than our fair share, it asks those who are paying, who are at the 5% and the top 5%, to pay their fair share. And really, the other piece that I think is really crucial to this in terms of affordability is that my bill creates a number of refundable tax credits that can ultimately change the lives of Georgians. For instance, we have a child tax credit that's refundable. Mm-hmm. and an EITC, an earned income tax credit, for a family of four, they could see as much as $4,000 come back. Mm-hmm. We're talking about raising more than 25% of Georgia's kids who are in poverty out of poverty simply by reframing our tax structure, making those who make the most pay their fair share, mm-hmm. and reducing taxes for the rest of us.
Where's that bill right now?
That bill is sitting in finance, and hopefully, maybe they'll talk to us about it.
All right, we'll keep up with it. Thank you both for coming here today.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the gold dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.